Blog Talk Radio.
As well. 818-301-5834.
334 is the number to the show. Now, I'm sorry about yesterday. I really wasn't, well, it wasn't that I was feeling bad on yesterday. I was just tired. So I came in yesterday and laid down, going to take a short nap. But when I laid down, when I woke up, it was 8 o'clock. So I missed the show, okay? And all I can say is that I was tired, okay? I was tired on yesterday. And, you know, I've been doing so much lately, trying to do so many different things, and just, you know, sometimes that'll catch up with you, right? Sometimes those things will catch up with you, and your body would just say, hey, Frank, that's enough, okay? We got to get some rest, buddy, and that's what happened on yesterday. So I'm sorry I missed you guys on yesterday, but I'm here today, right? I'm here today. And today's word of the day is Vox Populi. Vox Populi. Vox Populi. I don't, hey, again, Merriam-Webster sends me these words, right? Word of the day. They send me these words, and I put them out to you guys. But it's Vox Populi. Vox Populi means popular sentiment. Okay, popular sentiment. So, and it's a noun, and it means popular sentiment. All right, they give an example. You know, if you don't understand like me, it says social media is supposed to be an arena that amplifies the vox populi that makes it easier to know where we the people. Think. Okay? So let's change that. Social media is supposed to be an arena that amplifies the popular sentiment that makes it easier to know what we the people think. Vox Populi means popular sentiment. All right? Popular sentiment. So the weather for today, guys, it's cold out, right? It's cold out, and it's, you know, it's gonna be down in the teens tonight. Okay, it's gonna be in the teens tonight, and so you guys, if you're gonna be out tonight doing anything, it's cold. Okay, it's gonna be cold. We've seen snow flurries here in the ATL today. Around 2-3 o'clock, there were snow flurries near my house today. So tomorrow's high is going to be 38. Okay, the high tomorrow is going to be 38, and the low is 21 tomorrow. So it's going to be pretty cold tomorrow. So remember, tomorrow wear your corduroys. What do you call it? What do you call those things you wear under your clothes? Not underwear. What do you call them? Long johns. Wear your long johns under your corduroys, and you know, put on a heavy coat, put a scarf around your neck and your face, put your scully on. Hey, the scullies. We you know, we call them scullies now, but back in the day, we called them skull caps. But the scullies are the best caps out there for cold weather, right? They're the best. You put that scully on and pull it down over your ear, man, it works, right? So wear your scully, wear your nice scarf, maybe the same material as the scully, around your neck and your mouth and all, keep that cold off you as much as you can. just have your eyes exposed, you know, but keep that cold off of you, off of you, and maybe wear you some gloves if you're going to have your hands outside of your pockets. Wear you some gloves, right? But stay warm, and don't send the kids out of the house tomorrow without heavy equipment on, all right? Keep them warm, or maybe even take them to school tomorrow, because it's going to be cold in the morning, all right? I have to get out there in the morning, like right at 5 o'clock in the morning, going to work. So, you know, it's going to be cold for me too. So I'm going to have to dress warm in the morning as well. But we're looking at 38 as the high tomorrow, 21 the low tomorrow. And Friday the high is going to be 46 and the low 30. So, and they're looking at a chance of snow on Friday. Now, Saturday we're looking at a high of 63 and a low of 50. So I don't think that, you know, the weekend, like they say, the weather people are saying that it's going to be snow Friday and Saturday. But Saturday, I'm looking at the forecast. Saturday is looking at a forecast of 63 degrees as a high, 50 as a low. I don't think it can snow at 50 degrees. But they say that the temperature for snow, the perfect temperature for snow is 48 degrees. So 50 won't be too much above that, right? So we'll see. But if any kind of precipitation comes down tonight, it could snow, you know, 19 degrees tonight. So bundle up, guys, and make sure you take care of yourselves, okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, before I get into today's topic, I know that people have been praying and sending up prayers for Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston's daughter, Bobby Christina. I don't know the latest on her, okay? And I'm not going to say what I think is the latest on her because I don't know, right? All I can say is that I hope pops out of it. There's been miracles, right? I hope that she pops out of it and tell her story, right? Tell what happened, if she can recall what happened. And, you know, there's been reports that she was in a car accident like a week before she was found in the bathtub. So I don't know if that had something to do with it or not, but hopefully she'll pop out of this funk that she's in right now. Doesn't look good, but hopefully she may pop out of it. I mean, God is in the miracle business. And, I don't know any miracle workers, right? Not here on earth. The only miracle worker I know is the man upstairs. And he can do it. So if it's, you know, if it's not her time, then he will pop her out of it if that's his grace, right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, I see a lot of people joining the show right now. Welcome to the show, guys. Today's episode is entitled, Should Married Men or Women Be Caught? Should married men or women? I said, or women. car in the strip club. Now, the reason I said all women, people say women strip club. Well, nowadays, you know, women go to the strip club. I mean, when I was coming up, you know, I mean, long time ago, you didn't see women in the strip club, at least the gentlemen's club. You know what I'm saying? Not the club that men went to see women, right? You didn't see women in those clubs, right? But now, as I understand it, because I hadn't been in a strip club in a bunch of years, right? So as I understand it from talking to some of the younger generation, all women now, some of these young girls now, that go to the strip club to watch other women. And they spend money. And some of them are spending more money than the men. Right? So, but what I'm talking about is, okay, men, we go to the club to see women take off their clothes and, you know, bounce it around, right? And, you know, I don't want to get graphic, right? But they bounce it around everything. You know, right? You get table dance or whatever, lap dance or whatever, and you have a good time, right? Watching these girls. Now, women, there are clubs out there that women go to that have men stripping, have men doing their thing. They're stripping I don't know how it goes in the men's club as far as the, you know, women watching men, but I guess, you know, the men are, you know, not completely naked, but I don't know. Okay? I guess they got, you know, something over the private part, and they wearing something like a thong that go between their butt, you know, but their butt cheeks probably hanging out, right? Like the women, right? I don't know, but I assume that's the way it goes. Okay, so, you know, but should married men be caught in the strip club watching women, paying for women to do, you know, lap dances or table dances or whatever? Should they be in there? Should they be in there? Y'all let me know. I have my opinion. You have your opinion. Give it to me. Right? Give it to me. Well, all I can say is that should married men be caught in the strip club? You know, I don't want to be caught in the strip club. I don't want to go to the strip club. Okay? I better not say that. But, you know, I don't want to be in the strip club. Let's say that. I'm married. I don't want to be in the strip club. Because that brings on different challenges. Right? And as far as challenges is what I'm saying is that you have to challenge yourself not to get caught up in what's going on, right? I have a good friend of mine that frequents the strip clubs, and sometimes He's not far from my house. There are a couple of clubs that are not far from my house. And he'll call me and say, come down to the club. Let me buy, just have one drink with me at the club. Nah, nah, nah. I can't do it. Because I'm trying to keep myself out of that environment. Now, if I was a single man, that's a different story. Now, women, married women, to a men's strip club. I don't think that married women should be in the strip club, in watching men and touching men and men touching them and them paying men to bear it all, or whatever. I don't think that's good. Because the same thing, just like men, you get caught up in that stuff and it's a challenge there. And you may not be able to hold up to that challenge. You may not be able to sustain yourself long enough to hang on to that challenge. Right? Y'all know what I'm saying. So I don't think it's appropriate for a married man or a married woman to be in the strip club. I just don't think so. Now, I know that there are married men, a lot of them, married women, lots of them, up in the strip clubs. I know they are. Right? They're up in there. Just like anything else. It's not just single men, all single men up in the club. Married men up in there too. Sometimes, they're there with friends. It may be a bachelor party. They're up in there with their friends. They're trying to show their friend a good time, his last night of being single. Or his last week of being single. Hey, guys, that's another topic that maybe I can do one day is, should you have your bachelor party the night before your wedding? Or should you have your bachelor party a week before your wedding? Maybe I'll do that show. But I made the mistake of having my bachelor party the night before my wedding. I made that mistake. The reason I call it a mistake is because there was heavy drinking. I mean, heavy drinking. There were women around that my friends had brought in from the club, right? I mean, nothing happened between anybody at all, but they were there. They did their thing. They made money, right? And we stayed up pretty much all night long doing what we do. So, the next day was really, really tough on me. And the next day, I was getting married. I had a church wedding. I was getting married in a church. And I was blasted in the church. I'm sorry, God. You know what happened. But that's what happened. He allowed me to get married. And I've been married 26 years since. Right? So I'm good. But I don't recommend doing that. I don't recommend a bachelor party the night before your wedding. Now, we get back to the thing about women. Women go to these men's clubs, men's strip clubs, right? they go to these men's strip clubs and they have fun. The married women may be there with the soon-to-be bride. They're trying to show her a good time at the bachelorette party. This may be a bachelorette party. And they got guys coming to them because they know it's a bachelorette party going on. They're with the bachelorette party, and they're having a good time. But all the touching and all this stuff, you know, that's not cool. Men, we don't want other men, especially other naked men, you know, rubbing and touching our wives and shaking their thing in their faces. You know what I'm saying? We don't want that. Right? Women, they don't want, you know, these other women riding their men and shaking their butts in their faces. Right? They don't want their husbands there doing that. I think that married men or women should be caught in the club. Now, this was a topic that was given to me by one of my listeners. Say, Frank, you think that married men should be going to the strip club? Well, I don't think that they should, but they do. Right? They do. I don't. But there's some that do. And I don't, you know, you can't really, you know, tell a man what to do. I guess if he doesn't do it, you know, he may sneak and do it. He may tell his wife he's going to watch the football game over somebody's house. But he isn't watching the football game. He's at the shoe show. He's watching the shoe show. He's watching these women show off their shoes. So you can't stop it, can you? You can't stop a married man from going to the club. You can't stop a married woman from going to the club. You just hope that she has the integrity, or he has the integrity not to go in there, right? That's what you hope as a married man or a married woman. You hope your spouse has the integrity not to do that. Hey, I got about a minute to go in the show, guys. Thank you for tuning in. And again, join the show tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, guys, bundle up and take care of yourself. Good night.